94 degrees with an extreme heat warning for most of Middle Tennessee. Good afternoon. I'm Daniel Potter. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:32. It's been a year and a half since a shooting inside Antioch High School left two students dead and two more injured. And now, one of the gunshot survivors is bringing a lawsuit against the AI gun detection company that had devices in the halls. For WPLN, Emily West reports.
It started as a normal day at school for Antonius Hennen. He was working on his homework and making his way to lunch. That's when he saw the shooter, and at first, he approached, thinking the teen needed support.
I decided to help him. So when I just looked at him, he just shot me. For no reason.
The bullet went through his arm, and it took 3 months to heal. But the memory of that day in the cafeteria still weighs on him.
Everybody on the floor, girls, boys, everybody running, screaming, scared. It was horrible.
Last month, he decided to file a lawsuit against OmniLert. Metro Schools contracted with the AI company to use its cameras to detect weapons in the building. Attorney Bashoy Pham said the video system didn't work that day.
And it just shows you how bad AI can fail or cause harm more than good.
MNPS said the camera system didn't work because the shooter was too far away from the cameras. After what happened, Pham said the company changed the marketing on its website. He doesn't want what he considers broken promises to negatively affect another life.
We're doing this for our children, for the community. I mean, I graduated from Antioch High School. That could have been me.
OmniLert defends its technology, saying it relies on camera positioning. The company is expressing sympathy for victims in Antioch and pushing back on what it calls a false narrative that anything malfunctioned. Emily West, WPLN News.
High is close to 100 forecast the next few days. Again, there is an extreme heat warning in effect through Thursday.